Hello, welcome to Education Radio. This is a podcast of the Alamosa School District, and I am your host, Dr. Luis Murillo. Today is a different kind of episode. As you can tell, you're not listening to the voice of Radio Education. Our main host, Adriana Chapa, she has some personal things she needs to tend to, but we hope she will be back with us soon. As always, I'm very excited about the information we will be sharing with you today. We have some amazing guests with us. In fact, we have one teacher and four students here coming up, so I cannot wait for you to meet them and for me to interview them. Let's get started with our first segment, Happenings at Our Campuses. This is now the fourth episode that I've been talking about our district's master's facilities plan, which was created by our district facilities committee. In previous episodes, we've gone over some of the needs of each one of our buildings. We've talked about our high school, our middle school, elementaries, and today we will be discussing transportation. This is a key component. This is how the day starts and ends for a large number of our students. What we've learned through the planning process and the Facilities Advisory Committee, as well as the Executive Committee, is that a transportation building is a top priority to replace. One of the things I learned while engaging in this process is that our transportation building has many, many needs. In fact, I learned that we don't even have enough space to house all of our buses inside, so some of our buses have to stay outside. When talking about the future being here in the way of electric transportation for buses, that is not an option for Alamosa School District because of our harsh weather. The batteries need to be kept at a certain temperature. So this is a combination of many, many needs that we have, with the transportation building being one of them. So through this process, what we're thinking is a brand new transportation building. You may be asking yourself, where would this be? Well, the desired solution is to build a brand new building on Trent Street. In fact, the Alamosa School District owns about 10 acres on 10th Street, right next to the Alamosa Elementary buildings. The new building will provide space for office staff and the ability to service three buses and one designated wash bay, and the rest of the fleet will be located on the same site. We will also have a full height fence. We've experienced some issues with people breaking into our property and doing some damage to our vehicles or stealing some of the parts. This will also allow the maintenance and operations department to move into the existing transportation building. So again, this is one of the needs that we've identified as needing through this process, and we will be talking more about it in later episodes. With that, let's move on to our next segment, Celebrate. All right. With us, we have the pleasure of having an 18-year veteran in the field of education, 17 of those years serving at Alamosa School District. With us, I have the pleasure of having Dr. John Dodds, who teaches art at Alamosa High School. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Murillo.
Tell us a little bit about yourself so our audience can get to know you a little better.
Well, I'm an Alamosa native. Went to the Head Start just about two blocks away from here and went through school. Immediately after high school, I went to trade school and I learned carpentry, did that for a number of years. And then after spending too many frigid winters outdoors, I decided to give college a try. And turns out I liked it a little bit more than I thought.
Yes.
But I've been more. I've been here ever since.
All right. So why art? Talk to us about your passion for art.
Well, actually, I wasn't passionate for art. I was just passionate for numbers in nerdy things. So when I first went to college, I went to study science and math, and I thought maybe I would be a math teacher. I actually was a math and science teacher for my first year of teaching, but once I was an undergraduate, I had a feeling that students might not be too energetic about learning math, and I didn't want to have the same experience that I think some of my high school teachers had teaching math. So I just took an art class on a whim and I liked it, and turns out I had a little bit of aptitude in it as well.
Well, I have to say that every time I've been in your classroom, you have numbers. You have a lot of kids in your program.
Yeah, it's fun.
Okay. So you've been doing this art teaching thing, you know, sharing the love of art and painting and creating with your students for 17 years now. So in your opinion, why are the arts important at all levels of education? We're lucky to have, you know, art starting in K-2, and then we have it in 3-5, and then we have it at OMS, and then at the high school. Why is that so important?
Well, I used to joke with my students the first few years, and now I haven't been doing this lately, but I really do think I was onto something. I would tell my students, this is the most important class, visual art. It's the most important class. It's more important than English. It's more important than math, because in the real world, you're probably going to want a job. Mm-hmm. And your employer is probably going to, want you to solve problems creatively. And a lot of jobs don't require algebra or calculus or knowledge of biology. So I would tell my students, you know, if you want to have a good job, you got to be able to come up with creative solutions to problems.
Yes, definitely. Creativity and then collaboration, which we're going to talk about here in a minute, collaboration and project. But before we get there, what's your favorite part about teaching at Alamosa High School and or teaching art at Alamosa High School?
Well, one of the great things is that it's such a small community. My commute is about 3 miles one way. It takes about 7 minutes on a good day to get across town. And they pay me to play with paint and pencils and clay. So, I mean, it's a dream.
Yeah.
And I'm living the dream every day. And I just can't believe that they still want to have me around.
Awesome. It's great. So let's talk about part of that dream. We at Alamosa High School, you as the head of the art department and some of your students that we have with us, recently got a chance to create a mural. But I'm not going to steal your thunder, so tell us about this project.
Well, a few months back, I was sent an email, and it was an opportunity to have a legitimate artist from the Denver area come down and work with my students to create a large mural. They didn't say how large, but it was we were given the theme of hope. What does hope look like to the students, and what would it look like in a large mural? So we spent several months coming up with a bunch of different ideas of what hope looks like. Turns out it was harder to come up with those ideas on paper than it might sound. And a couple weeks back, it was time for the artist to come down from Denver, and luckily we had a design that most of us agreed to, and we made it happen.
Awesome. And towards the end, I'll let you plug in where it's displayed and how people can see it and so on. But we have some very special guests with us that actually worked on this mural that you invited. So we're going to talk. We have four. I'm super happy. We're going to talk to two first, and then we're going to invite two more. Our third core belief states that we identify, recognize, and build on the strengths of our students to ensure they grow through their skills. You know, this is one of those areas where, you know, we let our students really show what they're passionate about. So I want to invite Gavin and Sai to Alamosa Radio, and let's start with telling us a little bit about yourselves before we get into the mural project. So we'll start with you, Gavin. Tell us about yourself.
My name is Gavin Chisholm, and I'm an Alamosa junior currently right now, gonna be a senior next year. And I don't know, I love music and I love art. It helps me get through a lot of hard times, really.
Sweet. Yeah, so we're gonna talk about that here in a minute. Tell us about yourself.
Hello, my name is Sai Bando. I am more of a technology.
Mm-hmm.
And
what grade are you in?
I am a senior.
You're a senior. Okay. Well, let's get right into what we're talking about. So tell us about, you know, this project from your perspective. So we heard the teacher, right? We heard Mr. Yeah. Dodds. Tell us about this project from the student perspective.
So we make, design of it. Mm-hmm. Failed, try again, try again, then repeat.
Yeah, and I was able to see some of the drawings that led to the actual final project. You talk about you know, failing.
I have a picture of it. I'm like, hold on, give me a second.
I've checked it out, and I'll do my best to describe for our audience, you know, the process or the picture the Sai is going to show me. Oh, yes. Oh. So I'm looking at the actual mural, which here later on I'm going to give a chance to our students to describe. So I'm not going to describe for our audience because I want it to be from our students, but it's a lovely picture.
Thank you.
So, Gavin.
Yeah.
The mural, you know, we talked about the theme being hope. What does hope mean or represent to you?
I feel like hope can mean many things for different people. Everyone has a different outlook on hope. And when I came to, you know, art, I didn't really have many outlooks on certain things. But now that I've been here for quite a while and I've seen how art can change and really just build up things, I've been able to see a different outlook. And I feel that being in this school and being a part of this mural has made me realize a bit more about what other people see as hope. And in my personal opinion, hope is something that never dies, something that will stay to the very end.
Yeah. Talking about, you know, long lasting, you and, you know, your artistic skills, your hands painted this mural, which will get to live for many, many years at Alamosa High School. What does hope mean to you?
People have a different religions of hope. Some are deep, have Jesus, God's, let me think. The other half of hope is more like, you know, like people have different kind of religions in their, people that have their different things to do, like hope is. Different religions, different cultural.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Like Gavin was saying, you know, different people describe hope in different ways.
Yep.
You talked about, you know, different religions and different ways that people view hope.
Yep.
So I got a chance to see the picture. If you could describe, or actually describe to our listeners, what the mural looks like.
The mural is a moose, our logo, basically.
Our mascot.
Yep, our mascot. And it's standing in front of a mountain range. I forget what the mountain range down here is called. But with on the top left, we have the letters H, and O is actually the sun in the middle. Mm-hmm. That's what it's represented at. And then P-E, so hope overall. And we have a few trees around, and that was the overall view for the mirror. And then as soon as we started painting, we added, like, little details in there.
Mm-hmm.
Is my idea, UFO and some Bigfoots around there.
Yeah.
And
some Mushroom Kingdoms, ovens.
And many other talented students came together to paint Alvin and the Chipmunks and Mario and a bunch of other really fun things.
There are a bunch of cool hidden characters and details throughout the mural. So whenever you get a chance to see it, I mean, you just have to see how bright it is, how colorful it is, how present it is. But then you do have to look for those details. All right. So I have another question. You're a junior, you're a senior.
Yep.
What is the most important thing you've learned in dealing with life as a student in, you know, 2024? Post-pandemic, being a teenager, and nowadays?
So I feel after the pandemic, it kind of separated us a lot from just overall experiencing new things, meeting new people because of, you know, the widespread panic of catching COVID and other stuff. And that has kind of turned a lot of students, I would say, into being more shy and overall just not that talkative. And I feel like as someone who is shy myself and struggles with things, I'm really trying to get out of my bubble and kind of expand in that sort of way.
Sai, you're about to graduate in a few months.
Yep.
What is the most important thing you've learned in dealing with life as a student?
The life of a student. So like when pandemic, it's hard for me to go to somewhere else to meet other people at. It's difficult for me to go there, hang out with people, friends, family.
So I'm hearing a theme at how, you know, the pandemic made it difficult to socialize. And,
yeah,
you know, the neat thing, because I watched you paint, you know, it gave you a chance to be an individual while being a team, collaborating, but also just express yourself. And I think that's why I'm so, you know, pumped about having you guys on the webs, or sorry, on our
podcast.
Yes.
Your guys' podcast.
Yeah. All right. I have one question for you all, and then I'm going to invite our other two student guests.
Okay.
Senior, junior, what is a piece of advice you have for our younger learners that are in elementary schools?
Be kind and be friendly, not be hostile or your phone.
I love it. Be kind, be friendly.
Yeah, not be your foe.
Not be a fool.
Yeah. Not be your enemy.
Okay. I love it.
But some laughs around, some cries, I don't care. Do whatever, guys. Do whatever they want to do.
Follow their passion?
Yeah. Like follow your path.
Follow their path. Yeah. Gavin?
I like what Sai said a lot about being more friendly. A lot of people have a bleak outlook on meeting new people and talking to each other. And I've personally experienced it from my time at not only the high school, but the middle school.
Yeah.
And so what I would like for younger audiences to maybe improve upon on is just kind of don't be biased to yourself or to others. Try to see how they see things.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for being here on our podcast. Yep. I always appreciate hearing the student voice, and I've learned quite a bit. We've done maybe about 100 of these episodes now, and you know, Tuesdays are my favorite day of the week because I get to interact and learn more about our staff, our teachers, but also our students. So thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And now I'm going to invite two more guests, two more students, to tell us about their experience.
Please follow Alamosa School to Squid videos, please. I'm just going to give out a shout out to them.
Cool. Make sure you send our podcast so people
listen. Nice to be here.
All right. Thank you, guys. Okay. We have two more special guests, two more students that are going to talk to us about their experience at Alamosa High School, the mural, and everything that we need to know about the school project. So I'm very pleased to introduce Kenzie and Bree. Welcome.
Hi.
Tell us about yourselves.
I'm Bree. I'm a freshman in the high school, and I really love art.
All right. Kenzie.
My name is Kenzie, and I'm a senior at Alamosa. I really enjoy art a lot, and I hope to take it as a career, and I even post a lot of it on social media when I can.
Great. All right. So we're talking about this mural and your passion for art. Tell us about the project from your perspective. I mean, you know, we got a chance to hear from Gavin and Sai about their perspective. You know, what is your perspective on the mural?
I think it was a really great way to bring students together as a community. It really helped boost teamwork and stuff. And, you know, it was all a group effort. It was really well done and all of that.
I have to agree with Mackenzie. It was a really fun project to work on. It allows a lot of students to get out of their comfort zone and to socialize with others, since it's like a big group of people. And I think it makes it easier since many of the people there took art as like a passion. So it's just like a really nice way to get like people together.
Yeah. So one of the things I know is that the mural was a gift, and not just the mural, but really more importantly, the support of the artist, Carlos Fresquez from Denver, was a gift from Caring for Colorado, which is a foundation that has been giving for, you know, 25 years with different causes across Colorado. And their only ask was for the mural to be grounded on this idea of hope. I'm going to ask you the same thing that I asked them. What does hope mean to you, or what does it represent?
Hope is a very universal thing. So, of course, there's going to be a lot of inputs that are all completely different. but to me, I think hope is finding the light in struggling and seeing what positivity can come after the storm.
What about you?
I also think that, like, the meaning of hope is very subjective. Mm-hmm. So it's different for each person. But for me, I do have to agree with Mackenzie. It's like that light at the end of the tunnel and that just, like, never giving up and knowing that there will always be something worth it in the end.
Well, then, that just prompted me to ask you, we heard from Gavin, you know, how he describes the mural. And we're talking about different perspectives and how hope could mean, you know, so many different things. So I would love to hear from you all your description of the mural.
I think the mural is very bright when you look at it. And the sun coming down is like shining upon the whole thing, bringing hope with flowers blooming, healthy trees, everything everywhere, with every little detail. It feels alive when you look at it.
I would agree with that. Yeah, it's vibrant, alive. Anything you'd like to add, Bree?
I have to agree with Mackenzie. It's like a very bright mural. Like, you look at it and there's so much to see that, like, the more you look at it, the more amazed of the details that are added inside of the mural. It's just like, it's hard to explain in words, but once you see it, it's mm-hmm. like such a beautiful piece.
Yeah, you have to experience it. All right. So you are a freshman, and Mackenzie, did you tell us what grade you're in?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior. So you have, you know, some experience under your belt. What is the most important thing you've learned in dealing with life being a student?
Just find out things you enjoy. Lean into that. Stuff gets stressful, but, you know, at the end of the day, you still have your friends and the things you enjoy to bring it all back.
Okay. Bree, I'm actually going to ask you something else, something different. If you had a magic wand and you can change one thing about Alamos High School or our educational system, what would that be and why?
That's a very good question. I'd have to think just a little.
Okay.
Probably more things to get more of the students active in the school. We're currently having a spirit week where mm-hmm. kids can participate in a whole bunch of, like, goofy things. Today was bring anything but a backpack. But I think having these more consistently will kind of boost students' morale, as school can be stressful.
Mm-hmm.
So having more of these, like, you know, little things that we can participate in will just, like, make school a better and fun, a more fun experience.
Yeah. What did you bring as a backpack?
I brought a plastic container.
Awesome. I like seeing those things on social media and how creative kids are at. Well, last question. What is a piece of advice you would give, you know, a younger student or younger self for that matter?
I'd say explore a lot. Young people get a lot of opportunities to learn about themselves, and they should lean into that as much as they want.
Okay. What about you?
I say don't be afraid to get out of your comfort zone, because when you do, you open so many opportunities for yourself. It's just allowing yourself to take that step forward.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for being with us here today. Like I said, I learned so much from students every time I get a chance to, you know, interact on the podcast or in the classroom or in the hallway. I wish you the very best as you continue your educational career, being a sophomore, being a senior, or, you know, whatever is next for you. So thank you. We're going to move on to our upcoming events. Okay. So we've been talking quite a bit about this mural, and we heard you just have to see it. You have to experience it, because it's so hard to put it into words. How can people see it?
Well, my first answer is going to be a little bit corny, but that's you can go to the Valley Courier and pick up Thursday 2 weeks ago's issue. There's a big picture of it in there. But it is permanently fastened to the library wall about 8 feet off the ground. So the mural itself, I don't think we discussed the size of it yet. It's 8 foot by 8 foot.
Yeah, it's pretty large.
And it's mounted, the bottom of it is about 8 foot off the ground in the library at Alamosa High School. So with permission from the principal, I'm sure some people might be able to get their eyes on it firsthand if they really want to. Just talk to the principal, Mr. Levere, get a visitor's pass, and somebody might be able to escort them down so that they can see it in person. So next week during lunch, that would be the 17th of April, we're going to have just a photo opportunity and a viewing. I'm going to try to get as many of the students in there at the same time that painted on it. I think we had about 15 or 16 people altogether, but because some of them had classes that they had to go to, not all of them painted at the same time. So I tried to give enough time so that they can all plan ahead, and maybe we can get a picture of all of the artists standing in front of the mural. But that'll be at lunch on the 17th in the library.
Be great. So if you really truly want to see it, come to the office and see about getting a visitor pass. And you know, in the future, we have open houses, parent teacher conferences. I'm sure, you know, we can let parents in there. You know, the other things that we have coming up, as we know, we're testing right now. Very important to continue sending your kids to school rested. Breakfast, if they eat breakfast at home, and just continue to let them know that they're going to do great. Also, salsa with the superintendents will happen on April 29th from 5:30 to 7 at Juanito's Mexican Kitchen. This is a chance to just have an informal conversation with Dr. Jones or I about anything you wish. Anything else, Dr. Dotz?
I think this was a great opportunity. I do want to thank yourself and Caring for Colorado Foundation, as well as the Denver muralist, Carlos Fresquez. It was a great opportunity for the students, and I hope that we can do more of these. We have already been offered more wall space in the library if we want to be ambitious and come up with some more large paintings.
Awesome. Well, that does it for today's episode of Education Radio. Parents and students, thank you for joining us. Education Radio is a podcast by the Alamosa School District. Podcasts are available in both English and Spanish and are a click away on our district page. Remember, parents, that a good education is key to your child's success and provides your child with a life of options. Until next time, Alamosa School District, students today, leaders tomorrow.